This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, August 7th. God's word for you today is organize. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 9, verse 14 to 15. And it says, "For there were about 5,000 men there. Jesus replied, tell them to sit down in groups of about 50 each. So the people all sat down. To get the best out of your Bible study time, you have to ask questions. There are details that you need to search for to gain better insight. The Bible says, Jesus told the disciples to organize the people, and the next thing we are told is that they sat down. How did 12 disciples get 12,000 people to sit in groups of 50 each? It is one thing to get people into groups and another thing to get them to sit down. Knowing human beings, when you think you have arranged one group, someone will see his or her friends and cross to meet them. How come we are sitting down and everyone else is standing? It was a huge and daunting task. For many of us, when we look at our lives, it is in total disorder. For you to multiply, God is saying, organize. How is your table, your desk at the office a battlefield? How is your living room? Confusion? Look at your business. How are your books? Are they in order? What about your sales pipeline? Or is everything in your head? Organize, because order precedes multiplication. Do you want to experience multiplication in your finances? The answer is, are your finances in order? The first thing you need to do is to put your finances in order. How much do you owe? I was mentoring a couple whose finances were in shambles, but they wanted a miracle. My first question to them was, how much do you owe? The wife thought she knew, so she did a mental calculation and said they were owing about $5 million. I looked at the husband and said, is that how much you owe? The man said, maybe it is a little bit more. So I advised them to go back, sit down, and tabulate it. How much do we owe and to who? You cannot talk of financial multiplication without dealing with debt. You must settle your debt, then leave on the rest. You cannot be owing people and praying for a breakthrough. Meanwhile, you already know where you are going to plug the proceeds, and it does not even include the people you owe. That is criminal. You cannot even talk about multiplication until you organize. They came back to me with $22 million as what they owed. The wife was scandalized. She was literally sweating. I looked at the figure and I assured them that it was not a problem for God, but they must tell themselves the truth. The Bible says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper. You have to come to terms with the truth. It is excruciating, but you must face it and organize. I asked the man, is this all? The man looked at the wife, then looked at me and said, maybe a little bit more. So I sent them away. When they returned, the figure rose to $97 million, and the final figure was well over $150 million. I said, now we can pray. His salary was about $15 million per annum, what would have taken him 10 years to repay. He paid back in less than 5 years. Now they are totally debt free. Sometimes we trouble God too much for things when we have not even done what we are supposed to do. Put order in the chaos around you. Organize. Let us pray. Father, I pray for all of us reading this today. Help us organize. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusnamefirst.org. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.